why this very ostentatious, showy, triumphant entry into Jerusalem? Why did Jesus make this kind of entry? What is going on here? What's the importance of it being on the day that it is, Palm Sunday, the Sunday before he was to die? We know, because we heard it said in the Gospel of the Palm Sunday liturgy, in John's Gospel, it says that they quote a scripture that says, "Fear no more, O daughter Zion. See, your king comes, seated upon an ass's colt," which is actually a reference to two different scriptures from the prophet Isaiah and the prophet Zechariah, talking about the Messiah. So obviously the first is this is a sign that he was the Messiah, showing him who he was. But it goes even deeper. There's more to it. See, we've been talking about all Lent, the fact that Jesus shows us who he really is, the Lamb of God, the true Lamb who has come to take away the sins of the world, the one who came to free us from the ultimate slavery to sin and to death and to the evil one. And in the book of Exodus, in the first Passover, we read, "On the 10th of this month, every family must procure for itself a lamb. You will keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then the whole community of Israel assembled. It will be slaughtered during the evening twilight." When was that 14th day? That 14th day in the time when Jesus died was Holy Thursday, the day leading into the slaughter of the lamb. So then when was the 10th? It would be today. Jesus comes into Jerusalem to proclaim to the people, to us, "Here I am. I am the lamb. I am the one who has come to free you. I am the one who's come to give my life for you." This week, we journey with Christ as the Lamb of God. We journey with him so that we can be reminded and more deeply affected by the truth that he has come to save us, that he came to give us real life, life eternal, to free us from our sins, and to call us to a life worth living, life for him. And so this week, that is what we do in Holy Week, is we go with Christ as he goes to sacrifice himself as that Lamb of God. And we are asked to prepare our own hearts to receive him, to receive what he has to offer us, the truth he wants to give us in these holy days. But how do we do that? How do we prepare ourselves? How do we remain open this week? The first and most obvious is we participate. We go with our Lord Jesus Christ through the mysteries that he is going to encounter by going to the services of the Triduum, like Holy Thursday, the evening mass of Holy Thursday, like the Good Friday Passion Service, like the Holy Saturday mass of the Paschal Vigil in the Easter night, by participating in the mysteries. We go with Christ and open ourselves to what he wants for us. The second is we prepare by going to confession. This week especially, the church invites us to prepare our hearts and to free ourselves from the bonds of sin that ensnare and chain us down, that weigh us down. And especially every year, the church asks her faithful at some point to confess their sins at least once. And so this week is a time to go to confession, and we have ample opportunity for confession throughout the course of the week, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday even, and on Friday and Saturday. So make an opportunity to go to confession. And lastly, just all the prayer that we can take, taking time daily to enter into prayer with God, to let him speak to you, to allow yourself to speak to him, to form that relationship so that he can share with you what is in his heart as he goes to die for you. We have a lot to offer for this Holy Week, like adoration Adoration this Tuesday. Adoration after the Holy Thursday Mass until midnight. We have Divine Mercy chaplets. We have the Rosary. We have all kinds of things that are referenced in all of our different promotional materials. But the important thing is to prepare, is to allow ourselves to enter into these holy days through the sacraments, through the liturgy, through prayer, so that we might be ready to receive our Lord, so that we might go with him as he goes to be for us that Lamb of God who takes away the sins, our sins, and the sins of all the world.